Right now on VFN TV, we're going to go to the Value Voter Summit with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. It's going to be an exciting program. You're going to be so excited about the leadership in America again. The whole world's being blessed by godly leadership right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T. Light with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me is John Paul Ramos.
Hello.
What's going on, man?
Man, I'm excited about today's program.
I am, man. I tell you what, you know, it's so important to know who your Secretary of State is going to be for your country.
No doubt. And I'm glad this president, who found out that the person he wanted originally, then it wasn't the guy that he wanted to keep within. It's a wise leader to make a quick decision and change that thing around, because who we have right now, Mike Pompeo, I think is an excellent, excellent, excellent
secretary. Yeah, and he was over the CIA before he was over the Secretary
sure.
of State. He also has just great wisdom, but he's also part of the Bible study that's been taking place at the White House. First one in approximately 100 years.
Wow.
That so many have participated in, but it's just amazing what's coming out of that Bible study. You know, Dr. Ben Carson and all the ones that are doing that, Vice President Mike Pence, just so many of them. This is a God moment for America and the world, because if America's strong and if America keeps God over our nation, the light of God over our nation, then many nations that have been blessed will continue to be blessed, and the seed of the righteous will rise and the seed of the evil will come down, just like God told me it would happen.
And Secretary of State is the third highest cabinet, level person in the entire administration. Obviously, the president and vice president and the Secretary of State. So it's great knowing that Mike Pompeo's in that place.
You know, I always thought it was a very important position, but it's not until you find somebody who doesn't belong there to find out how important it is, because there was a previous Secretary of State, previous administration.
Two.
Yeah, but it literally started fires around the world and turned things upside down, and ISIS was formed and all these crazy things that were going on. People were being decapitated. You had Libya. You had the Christopher Stevens. The
Benghazi. That was only under Hillary Clinton when she was there. But then also when you had John Kerry, he was poking the finger.
Well, Iran nuke deal in Israel, saying, do you want another intifada? He threatened to have another intifada to Israel.
And reports are that he is still involved in talking to the Iranians and encouraging them to wait out this administration, not to take this administration seriously.
Which is a violation for anybody to negotiate on behalf of America. But listen, who's in charge? Secretary of State Mike Pompeo at the Voter Summit is speaking to us. And listen, we're value voters. Don't forget to go to vfnkb.com/vote to get registered or to get informed about what values people have to be able to vote. But here you're going to hear Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is addressing the Value Voters Summit. It's going to be really encouraged. Check it out.
I am so privileged to have the opportunity to be here. There were some folks who didn't want me to come here today. I don't know if any of you read about that. But it seems to me only natural that an American Secretary of State would come to talk to you about America's values and interests. And I know that religious freedom is important to each of you, and it's important for me to be here today to talk to you. Thanks, Tony, for your kind introduction and for the opportunity to speak here today. I've known Tony as a fierce, courageous defender of America's essential freedoms, the thing that I do now each and every day as a Secretary of State. And I didn't know that Tony had a connection to the State Department until I was preparing for this. A few years ago, he was part of our anti-terrorism assistance program. And someone said that the dark was scared of him. I hope the terrorists were scared of him, too. Thank you, Tony, for your important work. This State Department, under President Trump, is fighting to make sure that American citizens and American interests come first in our foreign policy. At the very heart of our mission is the preservation of human dignity. And this administration understands an eternal truth, that each person has an essential worth simply because he or she is human and having been created by God. And our Declaration of Independence enshrines that self-evident truth. We all know this, that each of us is endowed by our Creator with inalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Whenever I say that, I'm always reminded when I taught fifth grade Sunday school with my wife, Susan, we were teaching them about faith, but we were talking about religious freedom in America and how we were so blessed to be able to go to that church and worship. And I talked to them and I read that phrase to them. And one of the little fifth grade boys raised his hand and said, "I especially like that pursuit of happiness part." You know, these ideas come from our unwavering belief in the inalienable rights. It's what makes America so exceptional, so free, so prosperous, the greatest nation in the history of the world. Our calling as Americans is to preserve that, to protect it, to keep that ancient spark of wisdom in the laws of our own republic, and to do so as best we can all around the world. President Trump, in a remarkable speech he gave in Warsaw, Poland, said that above all, we value the dignity of every human life, we protect the rights of every person, and we share the hope of every soul to live in freedom. For Americans, that's our birthright, freedom. But for many around the world, it's an aspiration. And each of us can do many things to help fulfill that aspiration. I think that sometimes here in America, we take it for granted. Those of us who are believers don't see that in so many places around that simple thing, that belief that we have, is challenged. And I urge each of you never to hide it under a bushel, to understand how important it is that we speak about this. We speak about faith and freedom in a way that is candid and clear and the best of what America has to offer. You know, I came to the State Department. I talked about swagger and the State Department getting its swagger back. It's been mocked a little bit, indeed, by Kanye West. He had a song or something. I'm pretty unfamiliar with that terrain. But what I meant by that was what I just said. We have this incredible privilege to be citizens of the United States of America, to have the religious freedom, and to build relationships around the world. It allows us to protect human dignity of our own people and advance it where that freedom is under assault. I want our diplomats, those diplomats who are tasked with representing you all around the world, I want them to comfortably, unapologetically, and respectfully advance American ideals and interests in every corner of the world. And you should know that because we believe these principles are worth living by, we proudly raise our banner of self-government, freedom, and human dignity all across the world. We'll never accept a diminished role for America on the global stage. We're going to lead from the front. I'm now a diplomat. I think you can see the change already. Yes, you laughed just exactly right there. My team, my diplomatic team, has responsibility on a couple of fronts. I want to talk to you about them. First is we need to make sure that America prospers here at home. So the work that we do abroad should be designed to support President Trump's efforts to make sure that America's economy is strong. We all know that human dignity depends on work, and the opportunity to work is something that the State Department has a role in, to bring people to America, to invest, to help create and grow this remarkable economy that is ours here in the United States. The Trump administration fights for jobs at home because we know that the ability of every man and woman to put their hand to labor is not just a matter for their pocketbooks. It's about human dignity and pride. We also know, and this is what I want to focus on today, that we are ensuring human dignity by advancing one of our most cherished and indispensable liberties. It's enshrined in the First Amendment. It is our religious freedom. Since the earliest days of his presidency, President Trump has directed all of us in his administration to advance and defend religious freedom at home and abroad, because religious freedom is a universal, a God-given right to which all people are entitled. Religious freedom is also an essential building block for all free societies, and our founders knew this. It's a freedom that I care personally about, and I know you do as well. It's the one that drew me to serve my country in the United States Armed Forces. But sadly, today, more than 80% of the global population lives in countries that place significant limitations on religious freedom. And I know it brings many of us heavy hearts to watch the ongoing persecution of Christians and other minorities in countries like the Islamic Republic of Iran. We are fighting for human dignity of the Iranian people by speaking the truth about the oppressive and corrupt regime that controls those people. Religious minorities in Iran are routinely imprisoned, stripped of their rights, kicked out of their jobs, and subject to many other abuses. Earlier this year, I'm sure some of you saw this, there was a moving news segment on 20 Iranian Christians who made a dangerous journey outside of Iran to an undisclosed location. After years of gathering in secret, all they wanted was to spend a few days in a place where they could conduct a baptism ceremony without fear of reprisal. And so 20 of them secretly flew to a foreign country and rented a hotel swimming pool for some baptisms. One man said he had waited 10 years since his conversion for this very moment. This is the level of secrecy needed to be a Christian inside of Iran. I could give you many more examples of how Iranian people have been mistreated by a repressive, corrupt, and hypocritical regime for 40 years. As part of a larger persecution of the Sunni minority, last year, one court sentenced 4 Sunnis to 5 years in prison for the crime of jogging. Of all things, a Sufi Muslim man was hanged in June after a sham judicial process. After President Trump withdrew from the flawed deal, he implemented a new strategy to force a change in the Iranian regime's behavior. And part of this strategy is to make sure that the voices inside Iran crying out for accountability, justice, and religious freedom know that the United States stands with them. We stand with the Christians, the Jews, the Sufis, the Muslims, the Zoroastrians, the Baha'i, and all other faith groups in Iran who have had their human dignity violated by this regime. We know the importance of God-given right of all people to worship according to their conscience. You know, another example is in China. Hundreds of thousands and possibly millions of Uyghurs are held against their will in so-called re-education camps, where they're forced to endure severe political indoctrination and other awful abuses. Their religious beliefs are decimated. And we're concerned, too, about the intense new government crackdown on Christians in China, which includes heinous actions like closing churches, burning Bibles, and ordering followers to sign papers renouncing their faith. You know, one of the most important things I think I can do in my role as Secretary of State is to speak to these issues. Tony referred to the first ever religious freedom ministerial that we held at the State Department. Now, if you're like me, you don't know what a ministerial is. 2 years ago, I probably could not have told you. Let me try it this way. When I was a deacon at my church back home, if we were trying to confront a problem, we held a meeting. It's just a meeting. But it was an important meeting. It was a meeting where representatives from over 80 countries attended a unique event to stand with the United States in our cause of defending the rights of all individuals to worship how they choose and to believe what and how they want. We let the world know that religious freedom mattered and that it is a fundamental human right, and the United States would expect them to honor that. I must say, when the meeting kicked off, I didn't know exactly what to expect, but the response, the pent-up demand for this opportunity was so overwhelming that we're going to do it again next year. I hope it'll become a tradition that is honored by decades of happening, and I hope to attend the 30th, 40th, and 50th ministerial. We truly do. We envision this becoming a landmark gathering for the world. We didn't just talk; we came up with plans. We helped countries that were challenged to set up institutions where religious freedom would be talked about and discussed, and if they were a little further along, to help them continue to develop that inside their own country. And most of all, we wanted to do this to set an example. It's what the State Department can do best in representing each of you all around the world, making this nation the continued beacon the beacon that says one's right to worship their God is a fundamental freedom that every human being has, and that America values this and will demand it. We're confident that our progress will continue because the State Department has been a lifelong champion for religious liberty. We're blessed now to be quarterbacked by a good friend of mine, two Kansans now, Senator Sam Brownback, leading our religious freedom efforts.
This is so exciting. Do you remember we were just a couple of years ago?
Yes.
You know, don't get on your high horse. You remember the Crusaders,
Yeah. The
new normal that I believe a general in the military, was it a general or lieutenant commander or something, was being fired because he mentioned Jesus in a prayer. Remember
yes.
that? We had him on VFN
yes.
TV. And now we have our all government having a Bible study and having a ministerial and like encouraging people around the world to worship.
Remember JJ, Jews and Christians. I mean,
yeah.
they were being persecuted
yes.
everywhere.
We did. Listen, you've got to be, listen, if you have not yet registered to vote, you need to register. You can go to, as a matter of fact, you can register, go to vfnkb.com/vote. You can see it on your screen right here. And we have a way for you to go there. You can register. You can find out literally a voter's guide for the values of the different candidates to find out which one you want to vote for based on their value system. And this is very, very important. You can make a difference. In America, this is one nation under God. The citizens are the one that actually is the leader in the country.
That's right.
It's a government for and by the people, which means God's going to hold you and me and all of us accountable for voting or not voting, for who we voted for or why we voted for them. And so you can actually pray, get educated, go to vfnkb.com/vote and get registered if you're not, get informed if you're not. Start finding out now ahead of time what you're going to vote for, because you're going to, a lot of things are going to go in there they're going to put you to vote on. You need to make a decision on. But it's so important who you're going to vote for to be able to continue this forward movement that's going on. We need more people like Secretary of State of Mike Pompeo, you know, in office. As a matter of fact, we come back from this break, we're going to finish up and you're going to hear the last part of Pompeo and what he has to say. This is an exciting day if you remember where we came from. God is doing some amazing things after the break. Join us after the break.
We'll be right back.
Many faith traditions have helped preserve the accurate text of the Bible over the centuries.
Not the least of which were the Masoretes, groups of Jewish scribe scholars in the Middle Ages. They recognized the inevitability of human error, and to assure the accuracy of the biblical text, added notes to the margins.
One of the oldest and most spectacular of the Masoret manuscripts is the Aleppo Codex. It's a text of the entire Bible written by a renowned Masoret scholar and preserved over the centuries in Jewish communities throughout the Near East.
Today, the entire existing manuscript is online, maintained by the Ben Zvi Institute in Israel. Scholars and others can view the actual pages of the Codex, look up a verse, or view enlargements of its many sections. A true treasure of discovery.
Engage with the Bible, with this book of all books for all people.
Brought to you by Museum of the Bible.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the David Radio program. Every single day we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to vfntv.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at vfntv.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to vfntv.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to vfntv.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partner for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to
Welcome back. We're so excited. We are at the Value Voters Summit with Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State of America under President Trump's cabinet. And it's exciting to see what's going on right there. I want to encourage you before we go back to it. Don't forget you go to VFNKB.com/vote. That's VFNKB.com/vote. Get registered to vote. Get informed. Be an informed voter. Be a praying voter. Be contextual to the nation and the region and the schools. Listen, we're the one that determines the direction of our country in America.
Absolutely.
We vote for which way it needs to go. And it's time to just lock in and say, you know what? We want to lock in with that prophetic word that was spoken up by Charlie Champ. That a tidal, a red
tsunami
conservative constitutional wave is coming over America.
In the midterm elections. And that was going to be the sign of this great awakening that's coming to America. So it's a beautiful thing.
So let's go to the Value Voter Summit right now with Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State of the United States of America. Watch.
As I close today, a couple thoughts. I want to tell you a final quick story about how we're ensuring human dignity by working to bring home Americans that have been unjustly held captive by other nations. Far and away, the greatest highlight to date of my job as Secretary of State was bringing home three Americans from captivity in North Korea. It's emotional still to speak about it. When Kim Dong-chol, Kim Hak-song, and Tony Kim got off our plane at about 2:30 a.m. at Andrews Air Force Base, their faces were bursting with tears of joy. They hugged and they wept with their families. And President Trump was on the tarmac to meet them. I remember the trip well. I remember my hope and my prayers that we would be able to deliver these people home. And when they arrived at the airport, I was already aboard the plane, and I saw them get out of the vehicle, and they could walk, and they appeared to be in reasonably good health. I wasn't emotionally prepared for the moment, and even now, as I speak about it, it reminds me of the greatness of our nation. On that flight, they scribbled out a note, and you can see it if you go back and look at the video. One of the men handed me a little note card, and I put it in my vest pocket as they were climbing down the stairway. As I got home that night with Susan, I pulled it out, and on that index card was Psalm 126. And it read as follows. When the Lord brought back the captives to Zion, we were like men who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Even as we sit here today in this beautiful hall, there are thousands of Christians and people of other faiths in North Korea and around the world, like Kim Dong-chol, who are praying for deliverance from captivity and from fear of persecution. His deliverance gives us hope and energizes our prayers that all those mistreated for their faith around the world will endure and one day be free. His story fuels the Trump administration's commitment to protect human dignity by ensuring that all those with the fire faith in their hearts to be able to exercise their God-given rights. There's another man you've likely heard of, Pastor Brunson. Let me say right now here, we are sparing no effort to return Pastor Brunson home to the United States. The work is important. The work is important. He has been wrongly held, and his proper place is to be able to return here to once again practice his faith in our great nation. Know this. President Trump will never forget about our own, and that is one of the greatest American values of all. On the day Pastor Brunson returns, just like the men I spoke of a bit ago, they also will be able to say that the Lord has done great things for us, and again, our hearts will be filled with joy. Thank you. May God bless you all.
That is so awesome. That is Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, part of President Trump's cabinet, obviously a man of God, a man who loves God, the country, and is giving God all the glory.
Yes.
And that's all God wants. God wants to be acknowledged. He's the one doing it. So we want to acknowledge he did it, which means giving him the glory for it and then serving him, you know, and you're looking at just amazing, like, God put government in power to go free his men. It's like imagine the Apostle Paul. He's in prison somewhere, and God puts like a Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, in office just so that Paul could be free from prison so he could catch a boat to go to Rome. You know, that's what's going on.
This is such a special historic moment to be alive.
Yeah.
And if we don't pinch ourselves, we're going to miss it.
Yes.
And this is the time more than ever that we need to make sure that we vote in this November election.
Yes.
And that we get as many of our friends registered as possible. Of course, you can go to vfnkb.com/vote and make sure you're registered. Friends are registered.
And you go there, you can find your state and go register in your local state. You can get informed about, imagine not even knowing Mike Pompeo, but he's one of the guys running possibly as a scenario. And it's like, you get to find out this guy loves God, the guy loves the country, the guy's willing to do what it required to be able to do it. It's like, this is somebody you'd want to be able to support. Well, you know their values. That's what's important. So many people are voting based off some very shallow reasons. It's like, these are eternal reasons. You know,
we're
held accountable. I know we're about to close right here, but listen, we want to hear from you. Comment below. This is your Secretary of State. And for those around the world, and I've talked to several of our folks around the world, you know, that you, even from all the way from Indonesia, we heard you when you said, thank you for keeping the light shining, that you see when America stands strong, the world stands strong.
So pray for us.
Strong. Yes.
Pray for America.
Yes, pray for us. Yeah, exactly. And if you missed our earlier program, you got to find out about what's about to happen in the world, prophetically speaking. I mean, good things are happening, but we have to get in agreement with what God's doing and pray his will here on earth. So it's not like we just sit back and wait for a drop out of the sky.
Right.
We got to say, God, I agree. Let it happen just according to your word. And so right now, I just want to pray for you right now. Don't forget to comment below. Share what your thoughts about. Isn't this awesome? Also, write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. We love hearing from
you.
Yes. Father God, I just bless our audience right now. God, I just speak encouragement over them where the enemy sow doubt and lies over them. I just speak encouragement. Now they're seeing what you've done, leadership you put in to the strongest nation in the world, Father God. We thank you for that, Lord. I thank you that they're humble and they're depending on you and they're acknowledging you, God. Lord, we just ask you, Lord, that you would touch this entire leadership. We thank you that your wind's going to blow across government and you're going to change it all just to line up, Father God. Righteousness is coming. The seat of evil is coming down and the seat of the righteous is rising in the name of Jesus. And dear God, we ask you, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at vfntv.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
the spiritual avalanche that could kill millions. This is coming to you from a man who has just passed through the valley of the shadow of death. Since my close call with eternity just a short while ago, everything has become clearer. I can hear his whisper. Unabated obedience has become my mandate. That is why I'm writing this word from the Lord. Recently, after enjoying quality time with Jesus, I was surprised by an alarming vision. I saw a massive, majestic mountain covered in glistening snow. It reminded me of the Matterhorn in the Swiss Alps. Its peaks were sparkling white, and I was amazed by God's attention to detail. It was so realistic, I wanted to go skiing. But I sensed that there was more that the Holy Spirit was about to reveal. As I closed my eyes, I was in a winter wonderland, bustling with thousands of vacationers. The ski lodge, condos, hotels, and cabins were at full capacity at this popular resort. Day quickly turned to night as the skiers, snowboarders, and sports enthusiasts were settling in. Anticipation grew as the snow began to fall. Everyone headed to bed believing tomorrow would be a day of sheer enjoyment on freshly covered slopes. For an avid skier, the exhilaration of being the first one to race down a new blanket of snow is a dream come true. Throughout the night, winter storms dropped several feet of new snow on the slopes. The night ski patrol was put on full alert. Their mission was clear. With the potential of killer avalanches, they took to their posts. I began to weep as the vision continued to unfold along with its spiritual application. The ski patrol operated like a well-trained platoon. Some boarded helicopters manned with small bombs. Others jumped on snowmobiles loaded with handheld explosive devices. What seemed to be a strategic group of sharpshooters were stationed at the base, maneuvering anti-tank weapons aimed at the snow-covered peaks. They fired their weapons at strategic points in the avalanche zone to force avalanches before the snow accumulated to a life-threatening depth. Left unchecked, the accumulation of heavy, dense snow packed on top of lighter snow could easily slide down with incredible speed and force, resulting in enormous damage and loss of life. The Lord began to speak. I trembled. The fresh new snow represented the false teaching that is steadily falling on the ears of the body of Christ. It has been and is a heavy snowfall. The skiers represented believers and non-believers, trusting the resort for a safe and memorable experience. As Christians, we have been warned to be sober and vigilant. 1 Peter 5:8. However, the present awe-inspiring teachings have lulled many into a deeper sleep. The layers upon layers of snow have been steadily covering the solid traditional truth of Christ. The truth is that foolish teaching in these days will become so fashionable, even the most dedicated believer could become deceived. Matthew 24:24. It's happening before our eyes. One spiritual leader said the other day, "You guys are old-fashioned holiness. We are modern-day grace. You live in bondage while we can do anything we want." Pastors and teachers worldwide have succumbed to heretical teachings, including universal reconciliation, deification of man, challenging the validity of the Word of God, including His judgments.
and even lifting any boundaries, claiming His amazing grace is actually amazing freedom. You are free to live according to your own desires. Sound familiar? They had no king and did what was right in their own eyes. Judges 17:6. These popular self-proclaimed ministers of the gospel are covering the slopes and will be held accountable for the spiritual death of millions. Just as a ski patrol did in this vision, those who are aware of what's happening must take swift and accurate action. Their weapons of warfare must be aimed at the peaks and the avalanche terrain to dispel the lies. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers must be willing to drop spiritual bombs, fire anti-heresy missiles, and even drive into the danger zones armed with explosive truth to confront this avalanche. The generals of this generation must leave the war room and put their years of experience on the front line. Friend, I humbly encourage you to heed this vision and take it before the Lord. I've written it just as it was given. My responsibility is to share with the body of Christ His words to me. The ears that hear and the hands that obey are out of my control. This is not just Steve Hill telling a story. Most of what the Lord shares with me is personal and remains in my heart. But I sincerely believe that this is a warning for this hour. Satan is snowing the saints, but it can be stopped. In the vision, I heard explosions. I saw dedicated Christian soldiers scrambling to do anything it took to bring down this avalanche before devastation occurred. One of the most powerful weapons we possess to combat this onslaught is the tongue. Let God set yours ablaze by preaching all the words in red. If we take action now, the result will be a tearing down of false teaching and a remaining layer of solid, God-given, biblical instruction that will save the lost, heal the sick, and strengthen Christians to do the true work of the ministry.